Hello and welcome to this screencast on creating a simple game loop in a Windows Store game using HTML and JavaScript. My name is Dave Isbitsky and I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. All the code we're going to show today you can download at win8gamekit.codeplex.com. Now when we say game loop, what do we mean? If you've played any type of game, you've probably been accustomed to this pattern before, you just haven't seen the technology behind it. So when we do a game loop, typically what we're going to do is we're going to initialize the game, we're going to load our resources, so this is usually kind of a loading screen that you'll see, and then our game is going to wait for some type of user input. Once it gets user input, it's going to do some calculations, it's going to test those calculations with the input and any elements we have on screen, and then it's going to give feedback to the user. Usually this is done by drawing changes to the screen over a period of time. In the JavaScript world, we typically do animations with the set timeout or set interval command. So this is an example of a game loop in JavaScript using the set interval command. Typically we would call an init function once our DOM is loaded. So you can see I have init here and I'm calling into set interval. And what set interval is going to do is it's going to call that function a certain amount of times every second. And the way that we get the amount of times per second is by doing a calculation of 1,000, because that's based on 1,000 milliseconds, and divide that by the frames per second. So if I want a game that's going to run at 30 frames per second, I would set my interval to 1,000 divided by 30. We'd go into that game loop, and we'd do some type of update, so we're figuring out those calculations and the user input, and then we're drawing something back to the screen. So in the case of JavaScript, we're actually drawing to the context of the HTML5 canvas. And this would happen 30 times a second. So 30 times a second, game loop would get called. We'd do update, draw, update, draw. Now with the introduction of modern browsers and with IE10 inside of Windows 8, we get access to something called request animation frame. Now request animation frame, rather than trying to do any type of calculations, what happens here is request animation frame is hardware accelerated. So it's going to sync, just like your video card would, to the refresh rate of your screen. So on my computer, I have 60 hertz is what I refresh, 60 times a second. So request animation frame, you can see I'm creating a handler here called anim. And what I'm going to do is 60 times a second, it's going to call update draw, update draw. It's actually calling into itself with update. Now this is the... So what does a game loop look like in practice? What I have here is I have the Win8 game kit I've downloaded. Feel free to go ahead and pause and download that file yourself if you'd like to follow along. And what we're going to do is we're going to follow the flow of the application when it fires off. So what we're looking for is when we've loaded all of the content into the DOM, we're going to call this initialize function. All of this is located in default.js. So let's go ahead and look at initialize. And you'll see we're actually creating the canvas, we're getting the context for the canvas, and we're setting up our coordinate system, as well as a bunch of initialization for sounds and event handlers. But our loop is going to be called within this update function. So let's go ahead and call update. Now you might recall from week one, we showed what a game loop would look like by a little piece of sample code. This is that sample code that you're seeing here. We're using request animation frame to go ahead and set the timing of when we should render our objects onto the canvas. You may see some older examples using set interval. Set interval did not run on the GPU, so request animation frame is a new W3C standard that allows you to actually render using video acceleration, which is going to give you a much faster frame rate, and it'll sync to the refresh of your screen. So my monitor here is 60 hertz. I should be getting, at best, 60 frames a second. And what I'm doing is I'm setting a handler. It's going to go ahead and call back into itself 60 times a second. And every time it does, it's going to update and then draw. Update and then draw. Unless the user selects menu, then we're going to go back to the main menu and we're going to go draw the menu along with the stars. Now if we look at update ships, what you'll see here, very similar to that flow chart we showed in week one. I'm going through, I'm enumerating through my ships and I'm figuring out whether anything moved within the regions off screen, and then I'm going to go ahead and render that back. Now when I draw the ships, after calculating what those new ships' coordinates should be, you'll see I'm going to come down, I'm going to clear that frame of the canvas, and then I'm going to go through each ship and draw it at its XY coordinate. Pretty simple stuff. You just want to remember we're updating and drawing basically an image 60 times a second. If you're looking for more help on writing your app, make sure you head over to Bitly GenApp 8. Generation App is a website we've put together to help out developers. It offers training, so what you're going to see is different topics, and there is a gaming track coming over the course of 30 days. So there'll be 4 weeks broken out. We'll go through each individual topic. You'll get free training, you'll get help, you'll get code. And then we also have offers on Generation App to do app reviews for you, to get guidance, to get assistance, as well as a chance at an App Excellence Lab, where you'll sit down with a Microsoft engineer. They'll actually walk through your app, and they'll give you some guidance, as well as getting a token to get into that Windows Store early so that you can have first market advantage on launch day. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at TheDaveDev, as well as my Microsoft email address, david.isbitsky@microsoft.com. Thank you for your time.